Why You're My Best Friend. That was Queen on your radio, friend, at 9 minutes until 10 o'clock on your hump day morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, and he is Marty Haas. He's with the Kenosha Bowman's 8th annual Heidi's Rendezvous benefit for Drew Papillon and their family. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
You're looking good, I can tell you that.
Thanks.
Where are you from originally?
I am from Yorkville, just west of the interstate there.
And what do you do?
I do home improvement work.
You do?
Yeah.
What's the hardest project you've ever done?
Hardest. Probably the worst part is ripping out the old stuff. Putting in the new stuff's the fun part, but ripping out the old stuff's the hard stuff.
What's the biggest disaster you've ever had while ripping up old stuff?
Usually finding rotten things that you don't expect. That's usually where the problems are, floorboards and things like that.
You know, I was talking earlier with Senator Weingart and also the great Tom Carco. I'm headed to northern Wisconsin after the shift this morning for this fantasy camp up at Camp Menominee. I used to own the camp for 14 years. And we decided in our first year in 1984 that we're going to put in a new basketball court. And I asked the previous owner if there was anything underneath the old court because mm-hmm. we were bringing a big bulldozer. He says, no, there's nothing in there. So I'm in one of the cabins painting, and I hear the big bulldozer, you know, it was backing up. Beep, beep, beep. And then I hear electricity. Not only were there electric lines under the other, there was water and gas.
Oh, boy.
Far from nothing being under there, we're lucky that the bulldoze operator didn't get electrocuted.
Yeah.
So you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah.
What is the wildest thing you ever found? No dead bodies or anything?
No, nothing crazy. Nothing crazy, really.
How long have you been doing it for?
I've been doing this for about the last 6 years straight, but been always worked on homes almost my whole life.
I am the least handyman on the planet. What is the key in being a guy that is good with his hands, do you think, and is good at working construction and just fixing stuff?
Probably seeing the finished product in your head before you get started, being able to get through all the cruddy stuff and actually be able to vision it in your mind and have a good, clear vision of what it's going to look like when you're done.
I would think, and this is why I think I'm really bad at it, patience is really important. I can be very impatient.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
So how long have you been with the Heidi's Rendezvous benefit?
Well, we started the Heidi's Rendezvous benefit 7 years ago. I've actually been a member down at Kenosha Bowman for about 13 years. But 7 years ago, just about 13 days after my second granddaughter was born, Heidi passed away from an aneurysm of the aorta.
Mm.
A group of my son's friends got together and decided they wanted to do a benefit.
Who was Heidi?
Heidi was going to be my daughter-in-law. She would, that was, you know, in the process. But so a bunch of my friends, or my son's friends, decided they wanted to do a benefit. And we were kind of trying to decide where would be a good place to have the benefit. And some of my friends down at the club said, why don't we do it down here at the club? So
at the Bowman's.
At the Bowman, mm-hmm. Yeah. And took us about 3 weeks to put together a benefit. And shortly after that, a group of us got together and said, you know, that was such a great thing. We need to keep this thing going. It's a benefit. Typically, you know, we look for families that have young children. Because my granddaughters were so young at the time, that was one of the criteria that we looked for in a family. We usually just do this by word of mouth. And this year, this family just stuck out so much because the Drew Papillon family has two young sons, Judah and Tovey. And
one of his sons' names is Judah?
Yes.
I have a Judah.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of the first Judas you ever heard. He hated his name at first because it was so unusual.
Yeah.
He changed his name to Jay for a little while. And then he realized that it was so unique Judah in he lives in Tampa. It's like Madonna. You don't even need a last. If you hear Judah, but now it's getting popular.
Yeah.
So that we have Judah and Tovey.
And Tovey.
Very nice. And Drew is married to Amy.
Drew is married to Amy.
And the benefit is for not only his family, but for Drew specifically. What's going on with him?
Well, Drew's battling some brain cancer and having some challenges with that and hasn't been able to work, you know, in recent times. So you know, all of the money from the shoot and from the benefit will be going to the Papillon family.
This is happening on June 18th and 19th.
That's right.
At Kenosha's Bowman.
Yep.
And it's from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. on the 18th, 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. on the 19th. How does it work?
Well, the shoot is there's an archery shoot that goes along this, and again, all the benefit or all the monies raised from that shoot will be going to the family also. On Saturday, we have the shoot from 7 until 2. We stop the shoot at 2 so the people can participate and enjoy all of the activities that are set up for the benefit. So the shoot will be 7 till 2 on Saturday, and then from 8 a.m. till 3 on Sunday. But the benefit itself starts at 1 o'clock on June 18th.
Do you know what Drew does that he hasn't been able to work?
Drew was a registered nurse and had worked at Racine Unified School District and worked in numerous different places, but he was a nurse.
What do you know what his prognosis is?
You know, I actually spoke with Drew yesterday for the very first time, and he says he's doing okay. So, you know, he didn't say he was doing great. He said he's, you know, having some challenges because of the surgeries they've had to do. He's having some problems with the left side of his body, and he said right now that's his biggest challenge, is learning how to work around not having the total use of the left side of your body.
You know, I mentioned the summer camp in Eagle River, and we have medical staff at the camp, and one of our doctors had inoperable brain cancer and went through a treatment, and he did amazingly well. And it's so critical when people are going through stuff like Drew is going through right now for those within his community, if you will, to rally around him. And that's what you're doing with Heidi's Rendezvous Benefit for the Drew Papillon family. It is June 18th and 19th at Kenosha's Bowman. How can people get involved and how can people donate?
Sure. There's a number of different ways. Probably the best way, so that you don't have to write down phone numbers or anything like that, is go to KenoshaBowman.com. That's KenoshaBowman, M-E-N.com. And on there's a link that will give you all of the information. One important contact would be Caroline Honnold, and her phone number is 262-960-4318. And then monetary donations can be accepted at any of the Educators Credit Union in the name of the Drew Papillon Fund. So any of the locations that Educators Credit Union is, you can donate directly right there.
He's Marty Haas with the Heidi's Rendezvous Benefit. It's the 8th annual, and this one's for Drew Papillon and his family. Give that email or that website one more time, Marty.
That is KenoshaBowman.com. That's Kenosha Bowman, and Bowman is M-E-N.com. And on there's a link that'll give you all of the information, donation information, give you a schedule of our events for the day. We've got live music with Mesa Crake. We'll have a pig roast. We have a lot of kids' activities. We really try to orient this towards kids. We'll have bouncy houses and face painting.
Fun.
And a lot of activities for kids. And then we end it off with a live auction. The live auction will start at 6 o'clock, always a lot of fun, big money raiser for the benefit every year.
That's awesome. Thanks for coming in, and thanks for donating your time, and wishing Drew Papillon and his family all the best.
Thank you for having me.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum Dot Media station.
On this hump day morning, WRJN covers the world at 10 o'clock.
Special Report, Super Tuesday, Final Edition. I'm Evan Haining. Hillary Clinton has reached another milestone, winning a majority of delegates from primaries and caucuses. At next month's